USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge is giving the Biden White House 5 weeks to end a Trump-era public health rule that's been used to expedite deportations. It's called Title 42, and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says his department is tackling illegal immigration by surging personnel to the southern border. There are already hundreds of illegal immigrants from Venezuela camping out just across the border from Texas. When Title 42 goes away, they plan to claim asylum, adding to a record number of encounters by the Border Patrol during the Biden administration. Some Facebook workers are being given their walking papers after serious offenses. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Meta Platforms Facebook has fired or disciplined more than 24 employees and contractors over the last year, whom it accuses of improperly taking over user accounts, in some cases allegedly for bribes. Meta says in some cases, workers accepted thousands of dollars in bribes from outside hackers to access user accounts.
A California driver who allegedly slammed into 25 law enforcement cadets deliberately is out of jail. He was released Thursday night, just hours after being arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Apparently, there isn't enough evidence to show a crime was committed on Wednesday when the group was hit while on a training run. Areas of western New York are getting hit with 2 to 6 feet of snow this weekend. Just east of Buffalo, Lancaster resident Ray Klinger shares his top concerns.
Just keeping the driveway clean and taking care of the cats.
Governor Kathy Hochul issued a state of emergency in some counties, calling the storm potentially life-threatening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender, just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this stress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy, sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
This Thanksgiving, it may be cheaper to let someone else do all the cooking and cleaning. Inflation has seen prices increase in virtually all Thanksgiving foods, including the turkey. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the cost of dining out has risen at a lower rate than the cost of dining in. Police are still investigating for the person responsible for stabbing 4 University of Idaho students to death Sunday. Over the border in Spokane, Washington, security company owner Mike Cruz says he's seen an increase in calls from concerned parents.
I think a lot of people are just in shock about what's happened. I think it's sinking in, and people realize that we're not living in the Leave It to Beaver era of our country's existence, and it's kind of sad.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces she will not be running for any Democratic leadership positions when Republicans take over the House in January. GOP Kentucky Congressman James Comer reacts to Speaker Pelosi's announcement and her time in leadership during an interview on Fox and Friends.
I do wish her well, but look, I think that her policies will go down in history as being very damaging to the American people, especially with the spending and the amount of debt that we piled up unnecessarily in the United States, but I do wish her well in her retirement as Speaker of the House.
New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is officially seeking to replace Pelosi as Democratic leader. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.